Pretoria peaking at 28 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 26, Emalahleni reaching a high of 22. President Cyril Ramaphosa has just confirmed that at least one person has died following floods in Limpopo. He visited the Mbaula village outside of Giani.
Right here where we are, there are 36 houses that have just been wiped away from the face of the earth. Everything is gone. The roofs, the walls, the furniture, and one five-year-old child has also passed away.
Meanwhile, Bastion Aviation has been evacuating visitors, volunteers and workers from flood-stricken areas in and around the Hoedspruit area. Crystal Woodward is helping them coordinate efforts. She says they've taken about 130 people to safety since Tuesday.
So we've just landed at a volunteer conservation camp called Rusemi. We are here to collect 6 volunteers and 4 staff members.
Earlier, she told us that they'll be taken to the Hoedspruit area at one of the company's hangars.
The volunteers will actually be collected and they will be taken to Safari Moon, who has graciously sponsored a free night's accommodation.
One of our listeners also told Jacaranda FM Newswatch how her daughter called her last night, fearing for her life as floods approached their lodge in Palaborwa. The 28-year-old and other staff members were evacuated with helicopters to safety. They are safe. Here's Lulu Lodge.
I felt devastated. I didn't know if I was going to see my daughter alive again. I just wish I was there to give her a hug and to tell her you're safe now. You can't explain it to someone unless you're in that position yourself.
In other news, the big political news of today. The DA's Member of Parliament and previous Minister of the Environment, Dion George, has resigned from the party. He announced his resignation during a live TV interview with ENCA this afternoon. Among others, he described the party leader, John Steenhuisen, as being financially compromised.
I cannot remain in a party that has, through the actions of its current leader, John Steenhuisen, been captured by the African National Congress and other criminal interests.
The DA responded by saying that his resignation ahead of a pending disciplinary hearing was unfortunate. But what does all of this imply for the DA and the relationship between George and Steenhuisen? We spoke to Professor Piet Kraukramp at the Northwest Business School.
I just think the relationship has become too acrimonious and too convoluted, politically convoluted. So whoever is right or wrong, that's a separate question because there are many issues on the table. But it is inevitable. It's not possible for Dion George and John Steenhuisen to be in the same political party.
In other news, frustrated parents still waiting for school placements for their children headed to the Gauteng Education offices in Johannesburg today. They're accusing the Department of Mismanagement and Corruption. Anastasia Mokobu was there.
Several parents have alleged that they were asked to pay a 1,500 rand bribe to secure school placements. Johannesburg District Acting Director Klaas Macheke told parents the department is aware of similar allegations from previous years, but that the implicated officials resigned before investigations could be concluded.
Report it to the police. Set a trap. Give a person who shall be sent by the police 1,500 and go and pay. And we arrest.
Anastasia Mokobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Johannesburg.
And finally, on the international front, oil prices dropped by 5% a bit earlier today after remarks by U.S. President Donald Trump, who appeared to dial down threats of imminent military action on Iran, who is considered a big crude producer. I'm Madeline Fouchier, back with you again tomorrow.